go to the wonderful My Farming Week on Daisha today, brought to you by IFAC. As you know, Kieran O'Connor goes out and about every year for us to various farms across County Waterford. In recent weeks, he has revisited and gone to different farms, and he's going to bring us a series of special reports. These are really excellent reports, and they're not about farming. They're about the environment. They're about consumer matters. They're about products. They're about so much more. Really, really wonderful reports. So today's report focuses on McDonald's Legacy Craft Cider Apple Farm. Kieran's going to be bringing us a story of three generations, speaking to Liam McDonald, his father Pat, who developed the Cornet miniature apple tree.
WLR's My Farming Week, a Daisha Today special on some of Ireland's best farms.
Thanks to IFAC, providing tax and accountancy advice for your farm business.
Well, this morning, Damien, I'm out in Carrigrow, just outside Dungarvan, to the home of Legacy Craft Cider. It's the apple farm of the McDonald's. I'm delighted to be here with Liam McDonald, his dad, Pat, who's part and parcel of the whole Legacy story, and also Clemens, who's a student over from France on work experience. First of all, Liam, the Legacy Cider story, the Craft Legacy Cider, an incredible story.
Yeah, thanks, Kieran. It's actually our ninth year at it. Just as you were coming up the road, you passed a small little garden shed. That's where we started out in 2015. And I tell you one thing, Kieran, I was expecting to make a lot more money at this stage in 2015.
But of course, it's so specialised. But of course, you have the background in apples. Your dad and all belong to McDonald's Italo, renowned, involved in the apple industry for generations, literally. But of course, also your dad very much involved. So between your dad and the apples, it was obviously pretty obvious that you might come back and involved in apples.
Well, I'll tell you, Kieran, like, we grew up in a household that was, my dad was an entrepreneur. He just worked very hard. We saw that all our life at the kitchen table. There was a lot of talk about business and work, and we could see his work ethic. For me, I always wanted to work for myself. So it was just a matter of kind of finding a niche for myself. I was working, I left Cadbury's sales, and then dad produced his own miniature apple tree. And I knew he had a great product, but I was thinking he could do it, a dig out with selling it. So I came on board, and we did great on that. Sold very well in Ireland. It took a long time to get going. The UK in particular was a huge market for us, and then we went over to Europe as well. So I loved that element of it, and I moved into the drink sector then, and I was working with old colleagues of mine from Cadbury's, actually, in the drink sector. I just had that grow to do my own thing.
And you mentioned there your dad with the miniature apple, developing this Cornet apple that could be used in small gardens, in patios, out in verandas, you name it. It was a brilliant idea, but a lot of work into it, and you were part and parcel of that development.
Yeah, well, like, you know, fair dues to dad. He's a doctor in pomology, so he specialised in that. He was at a time the most qualified man in Ireland in apple growing. So he used his expertise to develop this product. But in fairness to him, he stepped out of his comfort zone, and he also marketed the product to make it, consumer friendly, and let people know what it was about. And then it was my job to sell it. And sure, listen, I took the bull by the horns and off I went with it. It was great.
Now, as I mentioned earlier, it was a bold move. It's been an incredible story, the Legacy Craft Cider, how you've developed it, literally single-handed as such. But for help and advice initially, and was there a period earlier on where you wondered, was this for you?
Yeah, well, like, Kieran, honestly, any business that you're going to get into, you do go into it with a certain amount of naivety. Now, if I was to start another business now, I'd be going wide-eyed. There'd be no problem. But, like, back then, you do your business plan and you think you're going to make a fortune after a short period of time. But from the very get-go, even at just idea conception, it was the local enterprise office in Dungarvan that were just fantastic. And they have been with me all the way through. They've given me grants. They've supported me with mentoring advice. Just fantastic. I'd recommend them to anybody, I must say.
Now, we're here in Carrigrow outside Dungarvan, the apple farm, McDonald's apple farm, of course, home of Legacy Craft Cider. The name Legacy, and I mentioned it in passing there, it's obvious in one sense. Your great-granddad, your granddad, Willsie McDonald, renowned in the apple industry for generations, your uncle Willie and all your cousins involved still in Tallow in the apples. So part and parcel of it. So I suppose the Legacy seems an obvious name, but how easy did that name come to you, or where did you pick the name up? from?
Yeah, you know, it sounds like it just fell into place, but actually it took ages. And I remember went to, there was this kind of a creative workshop. Again, it was probably supported by the local enterprise office. And I went in there, yeah, that was about, I kind of had the product, this was 2016, and I had the blend was done and we were manufacturing it and all that kind of stuff. But we didn't have any name or any label. And I went into this creative workshop, we were trying to figure out the name, and I got talking to some of the participants there. And I didn't, at the end of it anyway, I didn't have a name. And they were saying, like, what are you exactly trying to do? And I said, well, look, I'm trying to bring the old history into the new and kind of talk about generational and the family connection and kind of what we're doing into the future. And she kind of just looked at me, this lady, and she just go, would you call it legacy?
Yeah.
And that was it, you know. I just said, God, that's exactly what I'm looking for.
And of course, the McDonald family, you must be so proud, keeping up literally the legacy and working here with your dad. And as I said, the connection back to Tallow and Willie, your uncle, still involved in the industry and your cousins. But it was such an obvious name, but a brilliant name.
Yeah, yeah, I know it was. And listen, to be honest with you, for a product like that, Kieran, it sums up the whole lot of it. When a product is named Legacy on the shelf, you know that it's authentic. You know that it has a long line of family connected to it. And you know that it's original as well. So, like, our product does all of that. It's 100% authentic.
Now, obviously, the whole fermentation and the cider industry, there's some big names. We know the Magners and the Bulmers. As regards taking on those big ones, that was a daunting task, taking on those big brands, big labels.
It was, but look, the starting point is always your local base, and Dungarvan in particular was fantastic to me. They all took it on and they embraced it and they worked with me. They really wanted to support me, and that's the starting point of any new business who wants to get going. So they were great, and after that I wasn't really taking on the Bulmers or Heinekens or anything like that. I was just trying to get my own little foothold in a small market, to be honest with you.
And we're turning to the man himself, part of the legacy. Pat MacDonald, as I said to Salim, your son there, you were born into apples as well. Well, a mixed farm in Tallow, but apples have been part and parcel of Pat MacDonald's life.
Absolutely. From the time I was a little young lad, right through the whole way. I mean, it was apples. I did leaving cert, and I was asked what do I want to do in university, and it was horticulture. And the reason I did horticulture was I was interested in apples.
And that time, the apple industry in Ireland, and indeed as regards the horticultural course, it wasn't very advanced at that stage in Ireland. No, it was very primitive.
Very primitive. The only outlet for the apples was what was called the apple factory in Dungarvan. And a lot of people on Ballyduff and Tallow, they had small orchards, and they supplied the apples to the apple factory. Mm. Yeah.
But of course, you mentioned UCD, because you also went to the States.
Yeah, well, when I finished in UCD, I got a degree in UCD in horticulture, and then I went to the States, and I specialised in what's called pomology, as a study of fruit. Mm. And I spent a year and a half there, and that was very good.
And you come back to the institute, a lot of the younger generation won't remember, but there was an agricultural institute in Dungarvan with the late Niall Kennedy at the helm.
That's right, that was in Ballygagan.
We mentioned earlier, Lee mentioned in passing, the cornet which you have developed, and for the non-initiates, you can put it out in a small garden, in a patio, in an apartment in London or Paris or whatever. You work very hard to develop, and I, for one, didn't think it would work that you had such a small plant that could produce such big apples. Yes. That was a huge undertaking for you, and a huge success for Pat MacDonald.
Yeah, well, it was a big undertaking, and the technical end of it wasn't the problem. The problem was to make it work on the market. And we produced a very good tree, ideal tree. You can buy the tree and you have a crop of apples immediately. Mm. And that's unbelievable. It was the marketing was the big problem. And we put huge money into the marketing, especially in England. We tried to get it, Liam was working with me at the time, and Liam tried to get it going in England. And we succeeded.
And of course, a lot of the customers, before we came on air, you mentioned a lot of the customers are still with McDonald's.
Oh yes, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
The work that went in, the hours and the time, was there ever a period where you said, I don't think it's possible to develop a miniature apple tree that would produce apples that people would be happy with?
The problem was publicity.
Yes.
And advertising.
Was Liam coming back with the sales and marketing, but a lot of money is involved in that as well.
Well, yeah, Liam came back and he had great enthusiasm with it, and the two of us worked well together.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, if there was any doubts about it.
Right.
It was always on the marketing ends.
Apples and orchard, obviously, it's a very, we'll say, limited industry in Ireland as such. There's only very few companies still involved in it. It's a very difficult industry, but you must be very proud of your roots and really keeping up that great tradition in Hallow.
Oh, absolutely. Oh, yeah. The orchard in Tallow, I hate to see it go, you know.
Yes.
Yes.
Listen, Pat, listen, well done. Great to talk to you. We'll take a quick break, but don't go away. We'll be talking.
Daisha Today with Damien Tiernan on WLR. Daisha
Today, WLR. With fertile soils and temperate climate, Waterford has some of the best farms in Ireland. On my farming week, Monday, July 1st to Friday 5th, I'll be travelling the length and breadth of Waterford County to visit some of our most innovative and sustainable farms and producers. Apple, dairy, stud, beef and sheep, I'll talk to some of the leading personnel in these sectors. So join me, Kieran O'Connor, for My Farming Week, a Daisha Today special, Monday 1st to Friday 5th of July at 11:30 a.m.
My Farming Week, a Daisha Today special on WLR. Thanks to IFAC Dungarvan, your local food and agribusiness accountants. See ifac.ie.
Ready to soak up the sun at home or abroad? Whether it's blue skies or cloud cover, remember to protect your skin at all times. Here at Lloyds Pharmacy, we've got all your SPF heroes with some great offers, including 50% off our Solera sun care range. So stay safe and enjoy the summer ahead, because every day should be a safe day. Shop in store, online or through our Lloyds Pharmacy Ireland app. Make your health matter with Lloyds Pharmacy, WLR's healthcare partner. Say hello to the people that know.
Tesco Club Card gives you the power to more. Score a banger with our Summer of Sport pizza meal deal. Two pizzas and two sides for just €12 from our exclusive crust and crumb takeaway range. Tackle dinner easily with a takeaway classic crust banging barbecue chicken pizza. And slam one in, or even two, with two slamming sides including takeaway buzzing garlic dough balls. Get more from your shop with your Tesco Club Card or app. Shop in-store or online. Tesco. Every little helps. Subject to availability. Prices vary in express stores.
All together now. Music, art, food and wellness festival returns. August Bank Holiday weekend 1st to 4th at the beautiful Curramore Estate, County Waterford. With The Prodigy, The National, Roisin Murphy, Georgia Smith, Future Islands, Natasha Bedingfield, plus many more across 18 stages. Tickets from €249 are on sale now. Maybe subject to fees. Over 21, subject to license. See altogethernow.ie.
The all-new BYD Waterford 242 range is available now. Visit the BYD Waterford showroom and test drive the BYD Seal, voted Irish Times best car for 2024. BYD Waterford. Find us on the Inner Ring Road or bydwaterford.ie. BYD, the biggest car brand you've never heard of.
Daisha Today with Damien Tiernan on WLR.
With Airgrid, delivering a cleaner energy future. Daisha Today,
WLR. WLR's My Farming Week, a Daisha Today special on some of Ireland's best farms.
Thanks to IFAC, your local food and agribusiness accountants. See ifac.ie.
And welcome back here to Carrigrow Dungarvan, the home of Legacy Cider and the MacDonald family, steeped in the apple tradition for generations. Going back to Liam himself, the founder of Legacy Cider. Liam, you mentioned the Enterprise Centre were a big help, but you were stepping into the unknown. Cider, a very specialised fermentation, a very specialised process. Where did you go for help and support?
Starting off, I had a small little garden shed. I got it from Tom Trahey, and we put it here in Carrigrow. And I started squeezing apples in a small little home juicer, you know,
right. At
the coffee. We used to get up at 5 a.m, cut them hours and hours and hours, and made the cider down. It was terrible, terrible stuff. And I said, oh, geez, where am I going to go from here? So then there was a course over in the UK. He was Peter Mitchell, and one of the best courses in globally, actually. And you had fellas from the States and all over Europe at it as well. So that was great. It put me on the kind of a path. And also, I got in touch with a guy from Bulmers. He was retired. And he just, look, it was only small guidance. You're doing fine. That tastes fine. Just maybe do a little bit more blending of that and whatever. Just give me a bit of confidence, you know.
And of course, the blending, getting that final product so right. You have a legacy dry, you have a legacy medium.
Yeah.
Getting that fermentation right, indeed. Getting the fermentation, the time right, the whole balance right within that cider product.
Yeah, yeah. Actually, look, it's massive, you know, and like all the things that you know now that you didn't know back then. But even starting out then, it was, look, the product was great. We were working with good apples, is the main thing. And we managed to create a good cider, and it hasn't changed too much since then, Kieran. It's more or less the same product.
The time in the fermentation, we're here in your beautiful new store here, state of the art in Carrigrohe outside Dungarvan. The fermentation process and period, what time are we talking about? What time scale, roughly?
So, Kieran, the way that we are now, we're completely different to beer. So you would consider cider would be very closely related to wine. So we work on the harvest. So once the apples mature, we squash them, we get the apple juice from that. And from that, then we make cider. And the cider sits inside here in our cidery until it's sold. And until the next time that we juice again. So it's not like we go off and we just go, oh, we're after running out of cider, we go off and we get another 6,000 litres. It doesn't work like that. So it's all pure apple juice that we work from.
And of course, now you're joined by Clemens here, over from France, very much involved in the wine industry in France, now here in Carrigrohe Dungarvan.
Well, Clemens is a super addition to our team. Clemens sent me an email. She's looking for some work experience. She's on her second master's, Kieran, so she's very, very experienced. And she's just come into the job and she's absolutely taken over. She's been super. Yeah.
Clemens, first of all, welcome to Dungarvan. Welcome to Ireland.
Thank you.
Clemens, as I mentioned, you were involved in the wine industry in Bordeaux in France, the home of wine. What attracted you to come into Ireland and to learn the cider process?
My studies is about fermentation process, and so the cider and the small company, I think it's very good for me. It's exactly what I want. I want to learn more, and I want to learn the Irish life, you know, and that's all.
And of course, you mentioned in a smaller company, you learn all the aspects of production. In a large wine company, you might be in a specific area. So you're learning all the aspects of producing this quality cider.
In the small company, it's perfect for me because I have a lot of responsibilities. I can do what I want because it's a small company, and I can speak with Liam. I can do a lot of things.
And you've a master's in fermentation, you've qualified from the highest level, but getting the experience is so important on the ground, doing it day in, day out, as you are here in Dungarvan.
It's very good experience to bring back in France because I have a lot of projects after, and it's very good experience for me.
Well, listen, I'm glad you're enjoying your stay, and keep up the good work.
Thank you.
Liam, turning back to you, you mentioned about the fermentation and indeed the process. On top of all of that, with a small company, a set-up company 9 years ago, there's sales, there's marketing, there's accounts. It's unbelievable. If you were told 9 years ago all that was involved in running this legacy company.
Oh, God, Kieran, like, honest to God, I remember sitting down with Dad. Actually, the first time I said it to Dad, I just said, listen, I'm thinking of making cider. The first thing he said to me was, I think you're mental. So that was our starting point. Good start, exactly. So anyway, we kept at it, and Dad just kind of said, look, have a shot at it there, you know, and see how you get on. So we did, we progressed. But anybody starts off this kind of a thing here completely naive, you know, and you'd nearly want to, because if you knew what was involved, you wouldn't go near it. You slowly grow into it, and you take all the strain and all the stresses. And to be honest, one of the major things about it is just staying in the game. Just stay in the game long enough, and if you keep at it, keep working out, you'll get it. You'll
crawl before you run.
Exactly.
And as regards the experience and getting the word out there, obviously the West Wofford Festival of Food, you kind of timed your run through that.
Yeah.
Bloom there recently was a big success for you, and showed. How important are events like that for Legacy Cider?
Actually, they're great. They get the publicity. Now, look, to be honest, at the end of the day, Kieran, they're not going to sell you another pallet of stock, but like, it just gets the name out there, and it's a long-term building of the brand. That's what's so important. But like, behind the scenes, behind all of that, you still have to work with all of your retailers, or your small shops, pubs, restaurants, and you got to start moving product. And there's a certain bottom line that, like, we need to sell this amount. So you are under pressure. Your back is against the wall sometimes, but you just got to keep going.
You mentioned earlier about the support you got locally, because as I mentioned, you crawl before you run as such, but the support you got locally here in Dungarvan and across the county, you mentioned off-air and you mentioned it earlier in the interview, has been huge for Legacy Cider.
Ah, yeah, Kieran, and it still is. You know, from day one, like, they were brilliant. Dungarvan, Waterford, Tremor, all of County Waterford, but they've been great in supporting the product, supporting me as a small business. I'm very much appreciative of that, and they still are. Dungarvan has got bigger and bigger, and they've brought me along in that journey with them.
Your dad mentioned a new plantation, again a big move again.
Yeah, well, that's it. You know, you make a couple of bob and it goes in one hand, out the other, Ciarán. It doesn't last long at all. Right, yeah. So we're going off now planting an orchard. And it's progress. Most of the money you make, you pump it back into the business again.
Varieties then, as regards planting an orchard, I spoke to your dad about varieties. Is there a certain variety that, you know, there's a cooking apple, there's an eating apple, and is there a special cider variety as well?
There is, yeah. Like, look, when I was reading up about making cider, one of the basic principles was, like, whatever apples you're going to put into it, make sure you can get plenty of them, because when you get bigger, you need to source a lot of those apples. So what we're actually doing is Elstar is a particular apple that I'm very fond of, and it's a signature of Legacy Dry. So that's one apple that we might get in short supply of. So I'm actually planting the orchard, Dad myself, of the Elstar.
Right.
The other is, like, we've got really nice cider apples, Michelin and Dabinet in Ireland, and there's plenty of those around. So it was just the Elstar we're looking for.
So the autumn, you harvest your apple, then you have you ferment the product, nine months later you have a product.
Yes.
As regards the sales and marketing, obviously, is winter time, Christmas time, the biggest period, or is it steady all year? Because cider is very much a summer drink as well.
Very much, Ciarán, very much a summer drink. Listen, we're more like ice cream. When the sun comes out, people start thinking about cider and drinking cider. So we're very much summer related. Yes, there's a bump in Christmas, but no, most of our sales are done in the summer period. So.
It's fantastic. Yourself and Dad has such a working relationship. Your dad literally steeped in the apple industry. His brother Willie run the very successful McDonald's fruit in Tallow, and you keeping up this tradition here. But the advice from your dad, and a man has been through it all before with the Cornet, and you were part of that operation with the miniature successful apple tree that you export, must have been huge for you.
Ah, yeah, sure. Look, you know, like, Ciarán, especially in the early days, you know, when you're trying to find your feet and you're trying to figure out what to do, and, like, just to have that advice and that support and that kind of a backbone behind, just to say, look, you're fine, keep going, keep doing what you're doing. Now, look, like, Dad has been a great support, but also he's given me a leg up every now and again when I needed it, so that's right. A big help. But his experience is fantastic. Leaning on that experience is fantastic.
You mentioned earlier about varieties now are within the cider. You have the dry cider and the medium. Are you going to stick with two, or are they your two going forward?
Well, they're the two. Now, we have a barrel aged as well. There's a limited edition barrel aged, and that's actually, we've finished up on that just for now, but I have another one coming out that's almost ready for blend now. So we just left a small little period there until the maturation was right. So the barrel age will be out very soon. And then possibly, I think there'll be new additions coming up in the future. Yeah.
Well, listen, you're living up to the legacy. We mentioned your granddad, Willie McDonald, your uncle Willie, your dad Pat, and now you're keeping up this great tradition of McDonald with the apple. The legacy cider has been fantastic. Clements, I'm delighted that you're enjoying your stay here, and you're learning a lot here from the master himself when it comes to cider. Liam, well done. You're doing Waterford proud. You're doing your family proud. Keep up the great work with Legacy Cider.
Great. Thanks very much, Ciarán.
Lovely piece from Ciarán there. Well done, and well done to everybody concerned. We'll have more of that during the week. Here's a little bit of Sailing by Rod Stewart to end the program.